Hey, Cassidy Pope is in the studio with us.
Hi. Good.
Well, hello there.
Thanks for having me back. Well,
hey, stranger.
For being here.
Hey, guys.
Okay, get us caught up on everything that's happened to you over the last time we saw you.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like you just tell us.
Okay. Yeah, a lot's changed.
Yeah, a lot.
Last year, I went through kind of a transformation, just personally.
You're a man
went
now?
Through a... I am a man.
Okay.
Yes. No, I'm not. I'm still a woman, but I'm a different woman now.
What made you change?
Well, I went through a massive breakup. I mean, not like crazy, but we were together for 8 years. So
you're engaged, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So just had to figure that out and find myself and, you know, started dating him when I was 18. So I'm 28 now and had to kind of learn myself again.
Since you were 18.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So when you're 18, you started dating a guy when you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
And you're 28 now.
Yeah.
So you've just dated him from 18 to 27 or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Okay. And it was great. I mean.
Well, no wonder you haven't even dated anyone.
I know.
Like, you and Patrick have so much in common.
How many girlfriends have you had in your entire life? What?
Don't put him on the spot.
Oh, no, this
of
is
course. He loves what are you talking about? This is what we do. He loves this.
Yeah, no.
What's your number? What's your dates of
women
real
are
legit?
Dated or
of legit? Okay, so.
Girlfriends.
No. Girlfriends.
Oh, at least 7 or 8.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, maybe more than that. Oh,
now, Bubba, would you, if I told you.
I wouldn't have thought.
Look at the two of them. Look at Patrick and then look at.
Oh, my God.
Okay. If I told you one of these has had
were
seven
long term,
ish.
Yeah, some of those were.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
like
so
more
than saying,
more if
than
one of
a
these
few
has
months.
Had seven relationships, I would say Cassidy Pope.
Of course,
oh, yeah.
I would totally
of
say Cassidy Pope.
Of course,
Pope
you would.
Has had seven.
Oh my God!
But my goodness, if you've only dated
don't
one,
you
one
by
person,
a cover
it's
guys.
Like at least 12. It's at least
okay. Can we all agree that when you're 18, legally you're an adult, but in reality, you're an idiot.
You're an adult. No, you're,
oh, I know. You're
you
not
are an adult.
Developed mentally.
You're an adult in training because there's you think
know.
You know everything. Believe me, because I
oh,
thought
no.
I did, and
oh,
you realize stuff over time. So yeah, it's
so
you get most stuff, but not everything.
So
yeah.
Of course, this is you basically have had a major relationship issue. That you should have had when you, this, what you're going through now, you should have had this when you're 17 years old.
Two or three
or
times.
22.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's weird.
Are
I
you
mean,
mad that you didn't have it when you were 22?
No, I'm the kind of person, I don't have many regrets because I'm very happy. I'm in a really good spot. Like I'm past all of the hard stuff. And I love where I am mentally and career wise and everything. So I know that everything happened the way it was supposed to happen. So I'm not like, oh, I wish I went through this when I was 22 or whatever, because
are you dating,
there's a reason.
Are you dating someone currently?
No, of
I
course
am.
Not.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
But wait, here's the biggest.
We broke up a year ago.
Here's
like,
the biggest,
yes,
here's
I'm dating
the biggest
somebody
thing
new.
I want to know, though.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Yeah.
Is this person similar to the ex in any
not
way?
Not in any way.
Not in any way. That's
I mean,
good.
Other than being really nice, yeah. I
that's
mean, that's
good.
A consistent, I need somebody to be nice to me.
Because it's so weird when but, you see people, like I have a buddy of mine, he got a divorce and then immediately married, like within 6 months, a girl
I've
who
seen that.
Walked, talked, act, looked, everything just like his ex. I'm like, why do you get divorced in the first place?
Well, the thing is, I am different. So I'm not going to be with the same person I was just with for you know,
yeah.
that long. Like I'm in a different place. So.
I'll say
respect
this.
For that.
When I
thanks.
My current girlfriend is not at all like my ex-wife, but I
thank you.
When she
oh God.
But wait, but then there are little things. Like little things. Like she'll say a word the same way and my brain will go, oh wait, why are you so much like her? What's going
that's
on?
That's
like
so funny.
So
you just
weird.
Got post-traumatic.
Oh I do. I do.